Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. We are going on a journey in today's episode. Snow is coming in with the desire to look at her offer suite as a new coach, the different types of programs and the lengths and how to move people on a customer journey. And we talk about that and we clear it up. And then we move on to like the real heart of what is going on in her business. We have a massive epiphany that happens and it winds up being nothing really about the offer suite of what really needed to occur to shift the energy in her business and to really get the clarity that she was looking for. And I know that you guys are going to have a lot of golden nuggets, a lot of huge aha moments from this episode. I think it's one of my favorite episodes ever. So enjoy the unfolding of what happens in this episode. Welcome to the show, Snow. So happy that you're joining us from Orange County today. And we're going to dive into some good stuff. So before we do that, just tell our audience a little bit about you and your business.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Snow Gross. I'm first and foremost, I'm a stay-at-home mom to two kids, and I'm a mom coach. I help moms to reconnect with their life purpose so they can live a fulfilled life and show up as the powerful leader for their kids.
Beautiful. So what brings you to the show? What topic are we going to dive in together in our laser coaching session?
Today, I would love some support on helping me solidify my product suite to figure out what my business model might look like and that would sustain my lifestyle and be sustainable in the long run. So before we get into the actual product suite there, I do have a few preferences. I do want to communicate with you. And by the way, you have my full invitation to share with me your insight, what comes through you. And I come here today very open to receive your feedback, just for your projector soul out there.
You got it. I'm going to lay it out. All right. So offer suite. And anything else?
That's pretty much what I want to focus on today. I am a stay-at-home mom to a four-year-old and a two-year-old. So with young kids, they need a lot of attention and time. And they're absolutely my first priority. And business will always come second comparing to them. I've made that priority very clear. So with that being said, I have probably 10 to 15 hours a week to work on my coaching business. That's my first lifestyle outline. And my second preference is I have nothing against one-on-one coaching, but I like group coaching, group container better because I feel like there's something very magical about a bunch of women get together and heal and anchor in at the same time, support each other and maybe share some insights. So I do prefer group programs over taking on one-on-one client. And my third preference will be my current goal for monthly revenue is $10,000 a month. So on the financial end, I do want to hit that goal also. So far where I'm at in terms of designing my product suite is I'm thinking about, of course, first of all, is the free content I put on my social media and possibly some very low one, like take it like masterclass or something. So that was my first tier. And my second one so far, I'm thinking about maybe a 6 to 8 weeks program that will be laser focused on one topic. So for me, I help moms to, you know, reconnect with their life purpose, but that will inevitably affect all areas of their life, their relationship with themselves, with the kids, with the partner. And if you want to go all in and be very ambitious and, you know, really committed, then that will be my third tier, which so far I'm thinking will be like a 3-month, very intense mastermind with possible one-on-one support. So that's where I'm at in terms of the length. Like, because I do have young kids, you know, things happen, they get sick and all that stuff. So I don't feel comfortable signing a 5 or 6 month commitment with anybody just because there's so much variables in my life. So that's why I like to have all these programs on the shorter end. But I also feel like if I do this with my monthly goal, I have to like launch all the time to promote all the time. And I feel stressed out about that.
Okay. So this sounds great. So tell me what's the biggest area? So you mentioned like the launch, you're like, okay, if I go with, and especially that's the thing with group. So let's just lay out the pros and cons of one-to-one versus group real quick, because normally in the industry, most business coaches, and from my like lineage, so to speak, what my coach taught me and what her coach taught me is like always booking out our high-end one-to-ones first, because it's much easier than having to do a group launch and get a bunch of people to start at the same time when we're putting out offers for the first time and we're not really known and we don't really have, you know, you may not have refined your methodology. You're going to refine your methodology as you take people through a one-to-one experience. But then, you know, the downsides of that are then you've got fewer hours per week that are going to be available. The way I see it, if you want to work max 15 hours a week, you're going to need 5 hours a week for like back-end admin, marketing, you know, minimum. So you have 10 slots a week to deliver for clients, which is actually a lot, Snow. It doesn't sound like a lot, but I want to have you see like you could have at least 3 to 5 one-on-one clients and you can do them in shorter containers. You don't have to do a 5 or 6 month commitment. Absolutely not. Actually, when I help my clients get started with one-on-one, I often have them do shorter things, like do a 1 month intensive, do a 6 weeks, especially if you're not known and established widely in your niche. It gives people the chance to like, oh, I'm getting a feel for her. And they get an experience and they can always extend and renew. And most of my clients experience people renewing into higher containers. You also get testimonials sooner as you take people through an experience. And then that gives you social proof to continue attracting more clients. So my invitation would be to think about allocating a portion between 3 to 5 of those hours towards getting one-on-ones to get you some income stability, as those are going to be your high ticket. And then you still have between 7 to 5 hours for a group program. And that's more than enough. So I would still have you really think about not turning away from the one-on-one completely, because it's such a good builder for your business. It's so stable compared to like, even if your group was $500 a month and you want to make 10K a month, you're going to need to go find 20 people to sign up to a program every time you launch that. It's a lot at the beginning, but you can do both. So that's my first comment around the one-to-ones. And I'm curious like how you're thinking about incorporating it in or how that lands with you.
Actually, that feels really freeing to hear you say that. It takes a lot of pressure off of me running this story of that's going to take so much of my time and I don't have time, you know, to do one-on-one. And it's simple math and the way you lay that out. Yeah, 3 to 5. I'm like, yeah, I guess I can do that. And I can be creative about it. It doesn't have to be sit down 1 hour long for each person, because I do want to help with moms and we're all busy. We can voxer back and forth, you know, like be very flexible about both our lifestyle. So that actually feels really freeing. And thank you for giving me that permission.
And what you just said is so beautiful, because this is what actually like where we need to go in the coaching industry is getting away from these cookie cutter offers. And that's what I want to bring to you too, is like, you get to think about this mom, this person just like you. What does she really need? What really suits her lifestyle? Get innovative, break the mold. It's not three sessions a month for 3K and the same thing that everyone else is selling. Maybe yours is, you have, you know, you could even incorporate if you have another friend who's a coach or a therapist or some other kind of an expert, they could have one session a month with your favorite energy healer. Maybe they get to support your moms in the one-on-one coaching. And then you have, you know, the Voxer Open, and you guys, you know, are primarily going back and forth in the daily on Voxer. And then you have maybe a 90-minute deep dive during the month, because the mom can like really like have the babysitter take the kids for a while and have a deeper session. And then there's like, whatever, you know, we're just making things up, but that's what I want you to do. I want you to make things up and tailor it exactly to what, you know, you get to curate an experience in all of your programs, one-on-one and group, and really get innovative. That's what I do with my masterminds. I'm like, okay, what do they need? Well, they need access to a copywriter. We want to incorporate a trauma-informed mindset and energy coach for when their shit comes up. So we're going to have that. We're going to pull in all these different pieces. So that's fun. It can be fun to create this one-on-one, and it can be very flexible. It can, you know, even with that kind of a model, you might be looking at 3 hours a month per client for a one-on-one.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That opened up just lightness, you know, instead of taking this so seriously, we can just have fun.
That's what it, like, and that's the thing that before we resume looking at, you know, the other elements of your product suite and taking it from this very mental standpoint, I also want to give you the permission to, as you create things in your business, really let it come from, oh, this is so exciting, or this is what's coming through me. I feel moved to create this. I feel moved to have an experience where I'm opening doors for a few women to go through this together. And this is what we're going to do. And I'm going to lead it and curate it. And it just comes from the heart first and from the excitement of the creation itself. And then people are going to feel that, rather than like, am I ticking all the boxes that I need to tick in order to have a coaching business that looks the way it's supposed to look? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it just like came through me that, and that will be the ideal client I want to work with too. You know, they're also not only they're committed, they're also fun and, you know, forgiving. And if, you know, someone's has something come up in their life, we're all flexible, we're rolling with it, you know, with this, just like water, you know, very flexible, and but we're determined kind of energy.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we've anchored that in. We've looked at kind of revisiting what the energy of the one-on-one can be and the role it plays in your business to just like have that be 5K of the month. And then the other 5K you get to play with. And that already gives you a pretty good base for starting out. And how are you? I think what's necessary for new coaches is really giving people tasters of working with you. I see a lot of coaches struggle because they'll just have completely free content and then a high-end private or a high-end group. And there's not much in between as you're becoming known and also getting your confidence and energetic backing of what you're teaching. So what are the ways that people are going to get to taste working with you and practice paying you that are not necessarily at the premium price point of your one-on-one either?
Funny you ask, because I had, I would say, two launches so far. One is like a group container and one is more like a intensive, a 2 hours with 7-day Voxer support kind of offer. Have launched both of them, and I have a Facebook group where I do post free master classes, and on my Instagram will be shorter free stuff. For my first two launches, and yes, I am very new, like I have started my business 3 months ago. These first two launches, no one has signed up, but I have just, there's definitely something that's going on. Obviously, there are things that I need to clear out, and on my end, and I'm practicing and I'm putting myself out there presenting, but that's where I have been. Like, that's what I've done so far, other than mastermind. Yeah.
Yeah. So then right away, that would indicate to me it's not anything to do with the offer. And I love how you got creative with that intensive, by the way, being a 2-hour deep dive and then the Voxer access. That's great. I would have you really run with that if that feels good, as you know, you could have your free content. You could also do workshops. Are you doing anything paid, like a paid masterclass?
Not yet. I mean, the intensive with the Voxer support, that was a paid intensive, like a $300.
Okay. So then I would invite you to think about literally just for the exchange and the people starting to build confidence when they give you money, they get value in return. Having workshops maybe every other week or a monthly workshop where you're charging, and it doesn't really matter how much it is, just go with what price point comes through for you. Charge something for that. And then you could experiment with having the upsell from that. Be like, if you want to take this deeper from what we talked about today, I had this intensive, it's $300. And then the women who go through the intensive, then you can explore if they would want to join your one-on-one coaching. So then you already have a pretty easy tier, but it's going to be the messaging. If they're not buying the thing, it doesn't matter how much the thing costs or what it includes or where it falls in a smart product suite. It's going to be, do they feel you? Number one, the energy of what you're sharing, is it really piercing through them? And I've spoken about, were you on the Money Making Content Codes Masterclass?
No, I'm in the Effortless Content.
Oh, good. Okay. Good, good, good. You're going to be in Effortless Content Secrets. Okay. This is my master messaging and content course. So we're going to like unpack this for 6 weeks together. But what we talked about in the masterclass was this idea of like emotion versus logic, and that we need both, but I would argue more like 70% emotion and 30% logic when we go to sell our offers and we go to do the messaging. And so is that there? Are you really speaking to like the deepest part of who they know themselves to be and who they want to see themselves be for their kids and what their deepest desires are? And is there very tangible, like, here's what you're exactly going to walk away with from this? And finding the sweet spot for you and your audience where it's a little bit more heartfelt and it's speaking concretely to the things that you know, it is like their number one priority in their life to move through that thing right now. So talk to me briefly about market research. Have you done a bunch of market research? Have you been talking to these moms? What have they been telling you?
My market research is primarily be in like other mom groups and to just observe what questions people are asking. And my ideal client would be a conscious mom, aka like we, you know, practice gentle parenting and respectful parenting. So I'm in this kind of groups already. And interestingly enough, most moms ask questions about, my kids do this, what can I do to like change the behavior, basically? And that is not quite how I talk about in my messaging and content, because I talk about how we as moms, it's how powerful it is for us to heal ourselves. And instead of controlling the kids, not just controlling, but like, you know, see our kids as the portal to our inner children and how we can heal ourselves so that we can just anchor in who we are and we lead and they will follow. So there is a gap I sense between what I see so far, which is mostly like, how can I fix my kids in some way of shape or form, and versus what I'm talking about instead of let's heal ourselves and love our inner child.
Right. Okay. So that's exactly where offers are going to not sell in the market. And I see this all the time. And this is why messaging is so important, because you know that there is a better way to go about this. Basically, you have an expert lens on your style of parenting and you know that it works. And then there's a gap, because over here are potential ideal clients who are trying to get an outcome, which would be, it sounds like, just feeling like a really competent parent, feeling like a good leader as a mother. Maybe that's rather than like find your purpose as a mom or something like that. It's really like, what do they actually want? They want their kids to listen. They want their kids to respect them. They want a harmonious family. And they think they need to go about it in one way. And you disagree. And so if you continue to kind of have the messaging focus on something that they don't see fully yet, you're going to lose them. Or you'll get in the convincing of like, I've got to convince you that my way is better, or stuff like that at a general level. So what I would suggest, number one, get into conversation. Actually have market research calls. And I know that you're in Signature Offers That Sell, my course where I teach the market research methodology. So go and do that and get on the phone with a minimum 12, 15 women over the next week. And it doesn't have to be this big thing. Just decide it's going to be easy, decide you're going to open up for those conversations and hear what they're really like, the deepest, deepest, biggest desire, biggest problem in their life. And then your offer is a response to that. The easiest way to create offers that sell is we just look at what do people in our sphere want and need, and then we create an offer for them around that. But of course, you're going to be giving them the medicine that they really need inside the offer. And you're going to be learning in Effortless Content Secrets how to create that bridge between, I know that you guys need to actually soften as parents and you need to heal your own inner child. You need to step into this kind of a leadership. And it's actually more gentle than the pushing and the controlling kind of a way. And that's what, you know. So market research, understand their point of view, use their words, and then create some free content that is like, I don't know, an example, a masterclass of how to get your kids to listen to you every single time. And in that masterclass, you resonate with their problem of like, I get how frustrating it is when you feel like your kids aren't respecting you or they're being little tyrants and you're losing it and you're not having time for your own life. And there's this disharmony and disconnect, and you really explore the problem and say like, I hear you and I feel you. And then the whole point of the masterclass is you start to gently kind of shift their belief around, let me share with you what I know to be true about parenting. It's actually, this is a healing path. This is what's possible for us as mothers if we look at the situation differently, if we have more feminine style of parenting. This is what's happened with my kids. This is how my family works. And I actually work with moms who want to explore this alternative way of getting this result. And we do this, and I can teach it to you in an intensive. We sit down, you and me, 2 hours, 7 days. We can have a transmission and your kids are going to respond in a completely different way. And you're going to feel so different as a mom. And it's actually going to create more time and space and energy for you. And this is the magic. This is what I want you guys to know. That is a solid kind of dialed in, rough channeled message that I would be using some form if I were you. How does that?
It was so loud and clear that I am not meeting my clients where they're at. And I even have this attitude so far of, but they won't get it, or, you know, like some sort of disconnection, like that's not my people, or they're not going to want to learn what I have to teach or share, want to hear what I'm going to have to share. But the truth to be told, you know, I do experience power struggle with my kids daily. And I do my practices daily. And the reason why I do this, because they did bring me to my knees, because power struggle didn't work with them. And, you know, I did try to all that stuff. And I was that. I did want my kids to just listen and obey. And through this mind painful journey of learning, and now I have come to this place, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm not that anymore. You guys, you know, we're different. I don't know why I'm thinking that, because I am that person. I am that mom who wants to just have an obedient child. I just learn a different way now. So yes, I see the gap here. I'm not meeting these moms where they're at. And I think in some way, I think I'm better than them, which is like not true.
Oh, what a beautiful epiphany. I love this. I just see you going so big with this, Snow. I'm imagining if your free content was, you know, the free content, and this is for everyone listening too, it is the what bridges the gap. Your free content has to go and use the words they're using and speak to them where they're at. But then you slowly start to, you know, gently, and you're not convincing, you're just opening up some possibilities and relating to them like eye to eye and being like, hey, I get it where you're at. And this is what I know to be true. And I can help you with this. And that's all the free masterclass content kind of does. And some people will go through that content and go, oh my God, where did this woman come from? This is exactly what I need. And they'll go and take the next step. Other people go through it and they're like, I'm just not buying that. I'm going to continue my power struggle. And that's fine. But you will get the people that are like, I'm converted. You converted me. And they were just on the precipice of starting to realize this for themselves, maybe. And you're just like that confirmation of them going, yes, this is what I need to be focused on right now. And then, oh, perfect. She's got this intensive. Oh, she's got this program. Oh, there's another group of women approaching parenting this way where I can, and this can be just a side note for your group. I'm just like really channeling stuff for you right now. It's like your groups can be just the like-minded moms being able to get parental support from each other. It doesn't have to take a lot of time and teaching from your part. You might have a group where like you teach a monthly masterclass, and then it's primarily the women being able to support each other in the methodology and in this new energy of parenting. And so, what did you do with your kids? Oh, that worked. Okay, that didn't work. And kind of like in my business masterminds, and people get to see, oh, wow, that was a 100K launch in the back end. Well, that's cool. Okay. And learning from each other too. So your free content being like things like end the power struggle with your kids. This is how to dissolve that and move into like harmonious kid listening, mom leadership. You know, this beautiful concept of, you know, what is parental leadership like? What is gentle parenting? What are these, you know, parenting as a healing path and getting your kids to listen? Like, this is genius stuff. People are going to be curious. They're going to be drawn to that. You're meeting them where they're at, and you're giving them a dose of like, hey, here's the medicine I know you need.
Absolutely. That's absolutely, you know, my vision and where I'm going and where the energy I want to send out to the world, because there is not a lot of that. And it can feel a little lonely, confused, and am I doing the right thing? So with that group support, with mom to mom, each other, that will be so supportive and uplifting. I can already sense that.
So we're gonna do some takeaways, but I want you to be in. I just feel it. I feel this energy behind what you're really about. It's not even what you told me at the beginning of our podcast. It's this parental leadership. It's this gentle parenting. It's this whole. It's like a whole new message around parenting that could change the world. I see you on stage talking about this. I see your book coming through on this. I see ads on Facebook with you sharing this and just like tens of thousands of people, you know, at some point interacting with this and like, you know, hopping into your programs. And I want you to feel like that potential and feel the energy building of what this is really about and who you're here to serve and how big it could be. And I just get really, really excited about that. And then from there, go and then, you know, clean up the offer suite and then look at, I mean, essentially what I would have you do is you have your free content, the free masterclasses and things that are that bridge, you know, just meeting people where they're at, converting them to this belief system. That's it. Then paid workshops that take it a layer deeper, where you could get really laser on a particular scenario that parents tend to find themselves in, give value, and again, have a bridge between what can I possibly not teach you in 90 minutes or 2 hours that I need actually a whole week to take you through, sell into the intensive, sell into private coaching, and have the idea of, you know, after you get a few sales, I would say take a few people through a one-on-one, take a few people through the intensive, and then you're going to know more to launch a group that's going to be such an easy yes for people. And those masterclasses are going to build your audience around this. And then a group will be easier to sell. And then you can have this group where it's just really a curated experience for a group of moms. And you're like hopping in there maybe a couple hours a month to teach some things. And none of this is taking a lot of time either. So what were your takeaways? What are you going to go and run with?
Well, just this last 2 or 3 minutes riff from you, you basically mapped out my like next 6 months. Everything is in there. I gotta re-listen to that because it just like rapid fire. It was so fast. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. But what was the first thing she said again? But absolutely, the bridging the gap, meet my ideal clients where they are at and really relate to them and empower them to show them a different way, to bring them on a journey with me. That is, if I say, the biggest takeaway. I absolutely want to pour my heart into that versus being in my bubble and just like speak my thing. And I'm not relating to anybody. I'm not, you know, having compassion or a connection with anybody. I think that's definitely what was happening before. So that was definitely the first one. And, you know, a second takeaway, if I could share, it will be, you know, really come from this heart energy, anchoring to my vision and my mission, why I do this kind of stuff and have fun, do things that light me up and be creative and while having compassion and, you know, like build my Garden of Eden, you know, where everyone is like loved and for who they are, that kind of energy, you know, that's my incarnation cross. And that just like literally opens up my heart. And this is so much bigger than product suite. Like, do I do 6 weeks or 8 weeks? You know, like that's like 10 steps after this energy we're talking about here is, that is everything, you know, that heart energy is everything. And absolutely, I want to anchor into that before I create anything on my platform, either free content or paid content. Like, I got to push that energy out first before talking about the specific steps, like how to look at your human design chart. That's later. That's way later, but many good stuff happening here. I'm digesting all of it.
So good. Look at what we can do in, we went a little bit long because this was so juicy and good, but like 30 minutes, what we just unpacked. So incredible. I'm so happy for you. This is going to be so big. Like, I feel the bigness behind this vision, behind what you're about, behind what's possible, how needed this is in the world, in the marketplace. And that's the energy we come out with our offers for our listeners. This is what the coaching market needs. We need to innovate. We need to look at the real world. We need to look at society and what people are really struggling with. And then we innovate and we create unique experiences and unique ways of sharing expertise that shift that. Oh, I'm so happy.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for coming on the show. And for anyone listening to this who's like, wow, I love what this woman's about, where can they go and find out more about you?
The best way to find me is on Instagram. My handle is Snow Gross, G-R-O-S-S. That's how much I love my husband to take on that last name. And I also have an amazing Facebook group. It's called Mama by Design, where I drop in free trainings and where you get that community support in a group setting. So that would be the two best ways to reach me.
Beautiful. We will link them in the show notes. And yeah, thanks for being here. Such a good episode.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Elena.
All right. Let's look at some takeaways from this monster episode here. One of my favorite parts of this was when we really talked about the energy of the offer creation and innovation in this marketplace. And I think that's a huge takeaway for any of you guys listening to this and you're wanting to know, okay, how should my business be structured? And okay, coaches out there, they have these kind of group programs or this kind of a mastermind or one-on-one tends to look like this. So I've got to kind of replicate the right model in order to have the business success that I want to have or whatever. That's going to be coming from your nose up. You're going to be all in your head when you go to create those offers. And then you're going to get clients who respond to them from the nose up, whether I need to think about it or not right now, or, oh, I don't have the money for this investment, because of actually the energy that the offers themselves were created in versus offers that are created in the spirit of, let me look at society. Let me look at real people. Let me get off my yoga mat. Let me get out of my living room and let me go look at what people are really dealing with out there that I know I can marry my magic to that problem. I could go meet them where they're at and that my magic would completely transform the way that they're going about trying to get this outcome, like how to be a good parent, like we talked about in this episode. That is something that billions of people on the planet are desiring and struggling with. And to have a leader who comes into the market and offers such an alternative way of looking at their problem is going to be so refreshing. Someone who's come in and designed offers custom made for the busy parent, for the mom who is in a power struggle with her kids, the mom who is parenting multiple toddlers at once. Is the traditional one-to-one coaching package going to serve that mom? Or is she going to need something that's tailored to her lifestyle? Is the coach providing this going to need something tailored right to her lifestyle? And is that offer, when it's so aligned and it's so connected to the person and the problem and the market and what's really going on for people, that is going to sell so easily? So that is where I want you to be. That's how I want you to be thinking about innovating in this market with your offers. Get excited about it. Think about the experience you're really creating for people and inviting them into in your world. The second big, big thing here that I wound up revealing for Snow and for you guys is essentially, what is the role of free content? Is free content giving them the human design map for their parenting, or giving them, you know, this tutorial on very detailed aspects of parenting that they might not be in agreement with anyway? Or is the role of free content to create a relationship and say, hey, I meet them where they're at, as Snow said again and again, meet them where they're at in the free content. Capture the people who are dealing with that very real world, very mundane problem of, I just love this example of ending the power struggle with your kids of like, they are in a power struggle. Great. Create a bunch of free content around that and allow the free content to really showcase that you understand the problem. A funny thing occurs in marketing psychology where if we talk about the problem in such a way and we're really speaking to the heart of what's going on for people on a day-to-day basis when they're in this, they will make the assumption that we know the solution. And we do, of course. We have the solution as well, but we don't just go right to the solution, right to the teaching, right to like, let me fix this for you. We have to establish credibility, and we establish credibility by going, I know what's going on. I know how that feels. I've been there. And here's the bridge. Here's the bridge in what I know to be possible and what I know to be true. And this is how it could be. Would you like to step into this opportunity where your household feels harmonious, where you feel like a leader more than a controlling parent, where you embody your best self, basically, and your kids feel that resonance and they feel this energy and they start to naturally come around? That's possible. Here's what I know, and this is the method, and this is what I do with my clients. And here's the offer. Here's a way for us to work together on that. That's essentially the role of free content, creating the bridge between where they are and what your whole world revolves around, and getting them to want to open a door to that world, not diving them right into the heart of some obscure terminology and right into the heart of your world where they're not even bought into that that relates at all whatsoever to their problem. Third thing, I loved when Snow said this in our conversation where at the end she talked about, I feel like I get to relate more with my audience. She said something around that. And I was like, wow, that is so beautiful, because that is the role of our free content. That's the role of our offers as well. It's the role of our business, is to really be in relationship with our clients, with our audience, with the people that we know are struggling with the thing that we can help with. It's not me on a pedestal on a platform, just kind of preaching and sharing. And, you know, some people will get it and some people will not, or going into groups, even like Snow was sharing about, like that was the way she was doing market research of like kind of observing. It's like, well, observing isn't the same. It is engagement. Observing is not the same as real relationship building. That's not market research. We actually need to get you into conversation and relating with people, like the people who are going to become your clients. And this is the energy behind everything you do in your business. It's a two-way relationship. Even now when I'm creating content, I teach it as, first I honor the channel. First I honor what's coming through me, what offer wants to be created, what is my genius and my medicine. That will always come first. I'm not just looking at the market and going, oh, people need that, so I'm just going to create that. It's a marriage. And the marriage starts with my self-love. It starts with me going, oh, this is the offer. This is my truth. Let me create it. And then I'm going to go look at the market and I'm going to understand where people are at, what's real for them, what are the real problems and challenges that are related to the medicine that I have to offer. And I'm going to bridge the gap and I'm going to incorporate the words that they're saying. And I'm going to make sure that the people who need this recognize themselves in my message and recognize that they need this. It's a relationship. It's two-way. I'm asking you guys, if you're on my social media, I'll engage with you. I'll ask you questions. I'll see where you're at. I'm in relationship with my clients day in and day out. People are like, how do you channel this stuff in 30 minutes on a podcast? I'm like, well, I work with dozens and dozens of people exactly like this all day long in my high-level containers. I've been doing this for years. There's a relationship to this work that's only adding depth. It's like what I experience with my partner is we sit down to dinner and I used to be afraid that at some point we would run out of things to talk about as a couple. But after 2 years, we only have more things to talk about. We sit down and we're like, and we can talk for hours together because there's so much depth, so many layers. We know each other so well. And now there's so many things to share. It's the same thing with clients. All of a sudden, the more you get to know them, there are going to be more offers and more things you see they need. And you're going to be expanding the business. And the next thing will naturally come because it will come in natural response to what you're seeing that people really need and what you feel excited to give. It's a marriage like that. There's a relationship there. And there's a seeing, and I'll end on this note, of seeing the people as like, they can get this, they get it, they want it, not, I don't know if they're ready for this. I don't know if they'll get it. I don't know if they're going to like this. I'm doing it better. People aren't, you know, a match for this. I see that a lot with coaches who will come in, and or with experts in general. They don't believe that people are ready for their work or can get it. You've got to believe they can. You go first. You decide, oh, people are going to love this. They're going to get right on board with this. They are waiting for this. And really holding that belief in them and their highest potential.
Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.